During cycle B, when we hear Mark's gospel, brothers and sisters, we get a chunk of John's gospel in that, in this cycle of readings, because Mark's gospel is the shortest of our gospels. So for 5 weeks, the church gives us the bread of life discourse, John chapter 6. And really what I want to tell in my homily today is this. This is the moment. It all boils down to this. I'm going to give you a little example today of how that can sound, because we sound weird all the time in life. Back in 2016, January 2016, Vikings fans, there we were, frigid January day, Seattle Seahawks, Minnesota Vikings, first playoff game since 2012. Seahawks lead 10-9. Okay, 26 seconds left. 27-yard field goal. In comes Blair Walsh, who's been 3 for 3 to that point. Okay, they say it's a chip shot, 27 yards. Snap, spot, kick up. And do you remember what happened? Went what way? Right down the middle? Wide right? Wide left? I'll answer that question for you. It's been quite a story ever since. I've seen jerseys, brothers and sisters. Usually the name is in the center. The Walsh name on this one was Wide Left. Wide Left. Isn't that the story of history lore? And it all boiled down to this. Okay, really, that's the gospel of today. It all boils down to this. Now we're talking about something much greater than a football game. We are talking about the Eucharist. And what do we hear some of his followers say? These sayings are hard. Who in the world can follow them? Sometimes hard things need to be said. I've done a lot of reading on World War II, and one of the things that you realize about the Japanese when they came into the war is this. They believed they were unbeatable, unconquerable. It was their destiny to go out and to conquer and to become this great, great, great nation that went well beyond the borders. And we hear stories that, you know, mass suicides where people refuse to surrender, kamikaze planes flying into a ship for the good of a nation, all because of one thing, it's our destiny. And yet, on August 1945, Emperor Hirohito had to stand up before the people and say these words. Never uses the word surrender, never uses the word defeat. But these are the words he says, and I quote, "The war did not turn in Japan's favor. The war was over. The Japanese were to endure the unendurable and to bear the unbearable." It's a hard saying for people who really believed they were simply never to be conquered. The saying is hard. Hard for people to grasp. And yet, when we hear the words, what saying is hard, we have to remember. Last week we didn't hear the fourth installment of John's gospel on the bread of life because we celebrated the story of the assumption, Mary being body, assumed body and soul into heaven at the end of her earthly life. So what I want to do is I want to share the quotes of Jesus from last week because they are the heart and the soul of John 6. You want to see what Jesus really gets down to? Here's what he says. Six things, and here they are. Number one, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Two, the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Three, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life in you. Four, my flesh is true food, my blood is true drink. Five, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. And number six, unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. Yet, as we take up our gospel of day, Jesus doesn't stop there. He says these words. Do these words shock you? He said, my words are spirit and life. No one can come to the Father except through me. In other words, we're to that moment. Take it or leave it. Jesus on the Eucharist is uncompromising. And what do we hear? Many of his followers leave. Now, what numbers are we talking about? Brothers and sisters, we're dealing with a fickle people. This was the people who just the day before wanted to make him a king. Why? Because he fed him with 5 loaves and 2 fish. How many men was that? 5,000. Not counting women and children. So when we talk about many, it's by far more that's in this church. Many simply said, it's too much, and he left. And got up and packed up and said, enough. And Jesus turned to his apostles, and what does he say? What about you? What about you? Do you realize this? This is so important to Jesus, that Jesus is really willing to let everyone go if they so choose. Everyone. But he's not running after them. Not saying, I'm sorry. Should have toned it down. Should have talked about his symbol, not my real flesh. But he never does. So the question I had to ask myself this last week was this. If I was one of those followers, would I have stayed or would I have left? If you were one of those followers, would you have stayed or would you have left? Now be honest with yourself. My answer is this. Maybe I would, maybe I wouldn't have. But I'm lucky to live 2,000 years ago, later, where I understand what Jesus says in those words, and here it is. The Eucharist in a nutshell. While the appearance and the taste of bread and wine remain, what the bread and wine become is truly Jesus Christ. This isn't a sign. This isn't a symbol. When we come forward, we don't say the sign of the body of Christ, the symbol of the blood of Christ. We say the body of Christ, we say the blood of Christ. And now Jesus turns to us today at the end of this grace discourse, and he asks every one of us today, are you going to leave too? Are you done? Is this too hard? That's the question he asks today. And what about you? And what about me? And I just pray, brothers and sisters, that none of us in this church ever turn our backs and walk away from what we have. Jesus Christ. I pray we don't. But it's so important. Jesus says this. If you're going to go, you're going to go. Not going to run after you. Not going to change his tune. Not going to change his words. This is my body. This is my blood. It is who we are and is what we are. Brothers and sisters, I want you to really sit in that today. My prayer is this, that we never turn our back and walk away from Jesus Christ. So God's blessings to you. So we once again set our sights here in a moment on truly seeing Jesus and receiving the great body and the great blood of Jesus Christ.